So hi there, Lou. So I'm just going to interview you for the Rep Radio about your work on The Gothic, the podcast that you made.
Yeah.
So that was a really original choice for your personal document, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Why did you think of that one?
That's one of my favorite Disney movie. And when we were studying The Gothic, I just talked about this one like first since the very first time. And when we needed to choose a personal document, like, I already knew that I wanted to talk about this one.
All right.
Like the story, the setting, everything is really great. And I just love this movie.
Mm-hmm. What are the elements inside that makes it something that is not gothic, though?
Like I said in the podcast, the podcast, maybe Esmeralda, because she's not the image of the gothic, the female character, but I don't know, like maybe the weather too, like the cathedral is very, very gothic, but I feel like the weather, because I think the first scene is very sunny, bright, so there's not this this dark weather, bad weather, or or even in the cathedral, it's not that dark. Like, yeah, I think mostly the weather.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the gothic genre could be fashionable again, like for young people nowadays?
Yeah, I think that, like, everything is a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything, everything is like I don't know how to say it. Everything go then and then. Like, I think that with the Wednesday
comes and goes. Maybe?
Comes and go. And with the TV show Wednesday on Netflix, I think that everybody, every teenager is now are really interested in the gothic thing. Like, with the literature or the movies or everything. So, yeah. Once something is really, really popular, everybody's like, oh my God, I love that. It's so incredible. So everybody just wants to know more about that. And I think that, yeah, thanks to Tim Burton, because a lot of teenagers love his movies too, but really the Wednesday TV show is something that will bring it back again.
Thank you, Lou.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.